No, I'm not making I'm not making money on it.
A little bit.
All right, hi guys. We are driving back from New Hampshire, and we thought that we would record our conversation. Oh, you're going on this highway.
Okay. North. Are you sure?
No, it says we're right.
Oh, okay. Oh wait, I mean we're I think.
Wait, hold on, podcast. Sorry. My bad. I keep forgetting it doesn't talk to me. No, we're good.
Yeah, I'm sure we're fine. I'm sure we have to go like up and around.
We're good. We're going north, and then we gotta merge to 91 south.
Yep.
In 7.2 miles, and that's gonna be going towards South Brattleboro.
Like, God, it's good.
Okay, back to the cast. All right, I thought I'd record this because we just came out of like the 30 minute of no service. So listen to us talk.
Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Haley. I am Lauren's best friend, I think. Ask her, but...
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
I don't know. You tell me. we're on a road trip.
Was that legit?
No, I'm totally kidding.
I was like, what the fuck?
We're road tripping it back home. I thought this was a 3.5 hour drive, but...
It's actually 4.
But apparently it's 4. Not that big of a difference, but, you know, we're killing it. Sometimes I feel like I'm not even driving at times, you know what I mean?
Me,
like,
literally.
You get like this tunnel vision and you're just like, I'm just moving. I'm not in control of this.
We're like going toward, we're going to be in Vermont soon. That was fast.
Yeah.
That was fast.
That was a weird cut through, but you know. Whatever.
Well, that was because last time it took us an hour longer because of the snow.
Oh yeah, it was treacherous. Like this
It
is,
was treacherous.
This is totally
Why is it raining again though? Like, go away.
It's going to stop raining.
Oh yeah, well, it's gonna stop raining. We're putting it into the universe. We're manifesting it.
Wilson's tired.
It's gonna stop raining.
Should we play?
Oh my god, you wanna go to Dartmouth?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
And Medical Center. Oh my god, that's where Meredith Grey went from Grey's Anatomy.
I drank this too fast.
If I'm wrong, then fuck. But I'm pretty sure that's where she went.
I don't know.
All the anatomy heads are gonna get
And there's.
You have friends?
Yeah.
I didn't tell anyone I was going home now. That's fine.
My mom knows.
Alright, that's
good. So, she texted me ?? Like she does. And I was
you
like...
You like, actually check my phone and see if my mom was like, yo, you... She might be on the plane, though, so I don't know.
Steph tagged us in a post.
Okay.
And then Jack sent you a Snapchat.
Okay.
That's it. Right. No text messages.
Alright, that's fine.
We chillin'.
Remember when I thought that it was a rest area, but it was just a parking?
That was so funny. Yeah, are we stopping anywhere? Like, fun? On the way back?
If it stops raining, yeah.
Okay.
When it stops raining,
low-key have to pee already.
When it stops raining, yes. Hear that? When?
Because it will. So I low-key have to pee already? Do you have to pee? Haley's mad.
No.
Fuck!
Can we get to Putney?
Yes. I don't care. How far is that?
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, I'm fine. I just, like...
2 hours.
No, stop. I don't think I can wait 2 hours. When I went to Wisconsin with Kelly, like, they was not pee.
And your kidneys were crying.
I pee a lot.
My kidneys are crying.
I pee a lot. And I drank the whole coffee already. Like, the amount of coffee you drank to mine...
It's hard to drink that much coffee. Yeah.
You underestimate me.
I get, like, dry mouth.
I can drink coffee instead of water. I can't do that.
Speaking of that, can you get me some water ready?
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so we had a good time in New
One
Hampshire.
Thing, my only complaint.
What?
We didn't get to see moose.
We didn't... There could be meese in Vermont.
But we're not... We're not out of luck yet until we get to Mass.
Yeah, then we're fucked. Yeah, I'm pissed. I want to see a fucking moose.
There's some meese in Mass.
Are there moose in...
When meese, Mass, moose.
Wait, are there any in Connecticut?
No.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, I know. You know, reindeer used to be in all the way down to the Carolinas.
And then we killed them all?
And then we fucking drove them out. Yeah.
Did we kill them all?
No.
Oh.
We killed a good amount, though.
Oh. Did we kill them all? No.
No, good amount, though.
Good amount, though.
We just like to drive everything cool about North America to Canada. We don't like to have anything.
I want to go. You want to go to Canada?
Yeah. Want to go to Montreal? It's where I'm from.
Hell yeah. I want to go to Niagara. did I say, was that last year when I was for spring break and go to Niagara Falls?
Yeah, and that you're was like, it's like, gonna I'm be like, cold. I'm like, wow, this is gonna be so lit.
Weren't we gonna go somewhere?
You wanted to go somewhere that was gonna be so cold.
Yeah. Dumb.
You're like, yo, anywhere's spring break, cold. You're like Rhode Island, and I'm like, it's fucking frigid.
Spring break is in cold Rhode everywhere. Island, it's literally March.
That's not true. Unless Myrtle, you go to Myrtle Beach, is fine.
That's so far though.
I know. And I'll, like Florida.
I might be in Orlando.
We should just go to Georgia.
Orland, Georgia?
Yeah, let's go to the.
For what?
I wanna. You ever been to a Georgia beach?
No.
Let's fucking see it.
Okay.
Let's send it there.
Let's send it.
Yeah.
Georgia fucking slaps.
I want to just, yeah, if we're, Georgia slaps, I want to talk like I'm from, like, the Northeast more. Because Connecticut kind of, like, I said that we don't have an accent because we, like, don't, and it, like, kind of sucks.
Remember when we looked up accents?
Oh, and I told you about all of them?
That was fun.
They're really interesting because, like, when you live in Southern Connecticut, like, you don't have one.
And right, because New York.
And it's sad.
Because Boston and New York.
Yeah, it's sad because I want to say, I want to say Wicked more because it's so funny.
Wicked?
Like, oh, that's Wicked.
I don't know. I don't really like Wicked.
I think it's funny. It reminds me of Massachusetts, which is where it's from.
Right. All right, in 1.5 miles, you're getting on 91 South.
And, like, when, you know, the Canadians.
I don't remember passing this shit last time.
Yeah, me either.
With all this, Chili's! There's another Chili's. Where are we? I gotta remember it.
I can get here.
I want to be able to get to every Chili's by memory.
All right, remember this.
If I can do that, I want to own Chili's. Like,
did
I want to
be. Give me directions.
Yeah, 1.2 miles. You're going towards. You're gonna get off. You're gonna go to 91 South, towards Brattleboro.
Is it an exit?
It doesn't say the number, but we'll see a sign.
All right.
Connecticut River. What?
Did you give me directions, and I just did.
Wait, what? Is that the same Connecticut River?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Are you fucking kidding me?
You ever see the Connecticut River?
It goes...
That shit slaps.
Wait, you're telling me that I could be fucking...
Dude, look at that.
You're telling me that I can be an old Saybrook and, you know, hop on the river and come all the way down? That's fucked up. Yo, welcome to Vermont, bitch.
Oh, this is fucking crazy.
Should we go to the Welcome Center?
This is crazy.
I got there first, bitch! Fuck you, you cunt. What the hell? I didn't mean to call you a cunt.
No, you meant it.
Okay, don't go right. Straight. We're going south.
So not.
Not that straight.
Brattleboro. Brattleboro.
Buckle up, it's the law, bitch.
Buckle up, bitch.
I really think people would listen more if they
said,
like,
buckle up, bitch. If they're like, ha, that's funny. You're funny.
Yeah, and if it was like, buckle up, bitch. Be like, okay.
It's also like your car, like, tells you buckle up.
Right there.
Oh, right.
That's like, so pretty. What the actual fuck?
I feel like this. Yeah, it's 30 miles per hour.
We gotta slow it down a little bit.
Slow the fuck down a little bit. These exits
are
all about the curve.
In DC, they had a fucking exit that was like 4 loops altogether, and Kelly fucked up the exit twice. So we technically had to go around like 12 loops.
Dude, love roller coasters, you know?
I was like, Kelly, you fucking. Just kidding.
Honestly,
it was probably my fault.
Vermont and New Hampshire love to swirl you around.
Honestly agree.
They love a good swirl.
You're staying on. We're not going to Concord. Wait, okay. Why do I recognize where I am?
I don't know.
I honestly think to go to Maine, where, like, my relationship fell apart, is, like, that way.
Probably.
That was
That's
a fun
back
trip.
New Hampshire.
Okay, so we're on this for 118 miles.
That was a fun trip.
It was a fun trip until, like, my relationship fell apart. It really did, right there. It really did.
Yeah.
John witnessed it. It was great.
It happens, you know?
It's fine.
I'm just
gonna
descend it.
We sent it home, and it was all good. You know, got a car accident.
But
totally
like
fine.
I was saying, we should go to Georgia. Just because, like, what do their beaches look like?
I don't...
Because they have...
Trash.
They have a fucking...
Maybe there's peaches everywhere? I think they're pink.
Peach trees lining the beaches.
That would be fucked up.
It'd be so cool. No one talking about it?
I want to go to Flamingo Beach in Aruba.
Yeah.
Remember when we went to the Bronx Zoo to see flamingos and I almost passed out like 8 times?
It was crazy.
It was so hot.
Except that it was actually $15, but it, you know.
Like, no, it wasn't. Oh, for that one thing we did.
No, to do multiple things. The gorilla thing and then the other stuff.
Yeah, but
which
it was...
Which is like, I kind of wish we didn't see the gorilla.
Yeah, it was sad. Is that a rest stop? Can we stop? I'm sorry. No, Haley, no. No, I need to pee. I need to pee really bad. Oh my god, stop.
way station. All right, you're a car, bitch. Go to the left. Hartford, Vermont? Triggered.
I'm so annoyed.
You're annoyed?
Yeah.
Why? I have to pee.
Sending it right here.
Stop, I didn't mean to have to. Connecticut!
What the fuck is this parking?
I don't know. I need to put my shoes on. All right, I'm going to pause the podcast. Hold on. All right, we're back on. We peed.
Lauren hates trees.
I don't hate trees.
There's a lot of things we learned from this trip.
I don't hate trees.
One of them being Lauren hates trees. She likes her hands dry.
I like my hands dry.
And the toilet doesn't want her to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, what the fuck is that about? That was a nice-ass rest stop, just saying.
Yeah, totally.
Where were the rest stops before?
I go this way.
Yeet.
Yeah, yeet.
Yeah, yeet. I'm never saying that again. And then I said it again, and Steph was like, I thought you were never saying that again. And I was like, fuck.
Shout out to OC for being the queen. Yeah, yeet.
Yeah, yeet.
It's pretty funny.
This bitch empty. Yeet.
Such a beautiful drug. Can't get enough.
Oh, my God. Honestly, oh, you know why? That recipe doesn't exist on the other side. That's why, I don't know why, like, they wanted to,
they
like,
don't want you to rest on the way up, but they do want you to rest on the way down.
Right.
You know?
Because Connecticut people are pussies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't want you to send it all the way home. You gotta take some rest.
Heartland?
Time to rest.
Heartland?
Yeah, nothing like Heartland.
Oh my God. I can't believe I have an exam tomorrow.
Same.
Fuck!
Dude, literally, fuck this, like, next month and a half. Other than my birthday and yours, and Thanksgiving, so maybe not, but, like,
I don't care like, about Thanksgiving.
Why would you say that?
Because I don't have family, bro.
You have enough. You have enough.
I have my mom.
And it's about food.
I know, but she's vegan.
So?
I might go to my dad's, but then, like, when I go and I'm,
come
like,
in my house?
No, it's okay, because I don't want to leave my mom alone.
Oh. Does she want to come?
No, it's okay. We'll probably, like, do whatever. Like, we'll...
If my mom has Thanksgiving this year, you're all invited.
Thank you.
But, like, I don't know who's had Thanksgiving.
It's all good. I'll probably stop at my dad's house. Depends on, like, what they're doing. Because last year, they also went to Mohegan when we went to Mohegan, which was, like, triggering.
Oh, I forgot that we did that.
Yeah. But, like, we're not going to do that again this year, because it's, like, we don't know what's in the food. But, like, my mom was saying...
There
probably is a vegan restaurant, but my mom was saying, like, for Christmas and stuff, if she makes, like, stuffed shells, like, she's just gonna eat it, and then, like, that'll be her cheat. Which is, like, I mean, whatever.
Totally
it wouldn't be with meat, it would just be the dairy. Like, we're not gonna put meat in anything. It would just be...
Fine.
It is fine. Like, I don't think... Oh, I accidentally ate... This wasn't my fault, though. I got, like, tortellini at work. And they were like cheese tortellini, and I got vegetables and stuff.
Yeah.
And they had chicken on the station, and I think there was chicken in the pan before me. And I bit into it, and I knew it was chicken, and it like grossed me out, and I spit it out.
Right? It's gross. I don't know.
I was like, wow.
I get it. Cause like I don't know. Like now I'm just like ew. You know? Like I feel nasty when I know it's you know.
Yeah.
I feel like a bad person. It's so weird.
I just like. Have you seen What the Health?
No.
You should watch it.
I should.
You like, should really watch it. Really? You should watch that and Forks Over Knives. Because What the Health is like the big main idea, and Forks Over Knives is actually way older, and
is
it has the stats.
Like, is that supposed to be like vegetables over meat?
Yeah, so you don't have to cut your shit.
Yeah.
But it's like, they're both like plant-based diets, like pusher documentaries, yeah. But the What the Health one is more about like the organizations that are funded.
And how fucked up.
How fucked that up that is. There's some statistical data, but not much. Forks Over Knives is pure, like, this is a doctor and this is what he did, and he gave his patients, like, a diet of plant-based whatever the fuck, and then you watched their illnesses turn around. It's, like, fucking crazy.
It's, like, when Super Size Me came out?
Yes. You should watch them if you ever, like, don't have any. You and Jack should watch them.
Maybe we'll change Jack's mind.
Even if it doesn't, as I think it's important to be educated on what's going on.
But also, like, he is so health conscious, like you said.
He is so health conscious.
I'm, like, surprised. Like, he's always worried about his health. So, I'm, like, surprised that he hasn't, like, looked into this.
I think it's scary. And that's why I'm always been health conscious, too. And that's why I put it off for so long. Because I didn't want to.
He was literally having blood pressure problems. And, like.
Do you not want this on here?
I don't care.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even notice.
Just making sure. No, because this is... No, I mean, like, it's recording.
Oh, he was... No, he was just having blood pressure problems because he wasn't eating, like, well. I'm not going to go any deeper than that.
Okay. Like, I just want to make sure.
Well, and, like, I was like, listen, dude, like, we, you know, when we move in together, like, you're probably going to be eating way healthier. Because, like, you don't see me fucking, like, macking down on fried shit, you know, or whatever the hell they were doing. I don't know what they were doing, but, you know, it's like he was, like, living in a frat house, basically, you know? Like, who's eating healthy?
Yeah.
And, like, he, like, beer and then mixed with, like, absolutely no, like, vegetables, probably not the best for your heart.
And, like, it's just, I know, like, living with roommates is, like, stressful. Yeah. Because you're not really ever, I mean, you're alone, but, like, but they're in a room together.
Yeah,
like
that's a lot.
It is a lot. You're never, like, really alone, and it's really hard to decompress. Like, I love being around people. I really do. Like, I don't want to, like, you want to go work, like, in a lab. Like, I don't want to do that. Because I like to interact with people, and that's fine. But I do need to go and be alone. To, like...
Yeah.
Even if it's for an hour. Just to, like, mentally be like, okay, like... I'm fine, I can talk to someone again. And that's, like, normal. That's how you're supposed
to be. I want
to
socialize with people. I just want to socialize people who are all on the same page as me.
I agree
with that. Which, like, being in the medical field, like, other than what I'm doing, isn't really what you're doing. Because you're socializing, like, with... Like, I will be socializing with people that are on the same page as me, like, doctors and nurses and stuff. But, like, they're all still, like, you know, medically charged people, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas, like, when you go to patients, it's completely different. But I don't have to talk to patients.
No, you don't have to talk to patients.
That's what I wanted.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to people that don't understand what I'm talking about.
And that's just, like,
it's just a preference.
Yeah, it's just a preference. Yeah.
I still want to help them.
Yeah.
But, like, behind the scenes.
Yeah. And, like, my mom, you know, she's in the medical field and stuff, but she really likes that. Like,
no,
she really likes...
Mine.
Yeah, like, she really likes talking to patients. Like, that's what she does.
Yeah.
And that, like... fulfills her, and it's just about, like, whatever your like choices are, and that's why, like, I'm kind of excited if I get into Disney,
because that's gonna be so cool.
It's all about, like, the customer and, like, meeting all these people, and, like, I want to know if, like, that, because, like, I really like being around people. I really do. Like, I really, really do. But then sometimes I, like, really don't, so I need to figure out which one it is to determine what I want to do. Because I don't necessarily want to just be interacting with, like, my team. Like, if I'm in a business and it's not, like, with the customer, I don't want to just necessarily be talking to all the same level of people. Like, that's not, like, do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that doesn't seem fulfilling. I don't know.
Yeah.
Windsor, birthplace of Vermont, 1777.
Dude, that's 1 year after our independence. I keep mentioning that.
I know, it's so funny. July 4th, beach. That shit's wild.
Yeah.
What if it was a lie?
Our forefathers.
What if, like, all that story is a lie?
What?
Like, what if it was? What if it was, like, different?
Well, it is very different.
Like, than what we know.
It is different.
But, like,
we didn't.
What if they signed that, like...
We didn't beat England.
What if they signed that, like, way later and we just, like, are dumb? Like, the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, no. No, that's the day that they, like, sent it to the king. And they were like,
but, like,
bitch.
What if it wasn't? What if we got it wrong?
I don't think so, because they wrote the document. And
I know, but what if, like, what if they were confused?
Like, just I would understand what you're saying, like, before history was a thing, but, like, this is, like, history was already a thing.
No, I know. Everything we know about ancient Greece can be wrong.
That's true.
Like, that's fucking insane.
This is true. It could be all a lie.
Like, maybe Zeus was a real person, and, like, we got it wrong.
Yeah, we just misinterpreted.
It was, like, a children's story about, like, I don't know, something dumb.
Yeah.
And, like, everyone thinks there's, like, gods.
Like, maybe
now.
Socrates was just, like, actually, like, lovable, you know, and everyone loved him.
And, like, Plato was, like, happy.
Yeah.
And, like, no one died.
No, yeah. And, like, when, like, Socrates died, it wasn't, like, they didn't kill him. It was, like, a tragedy.
Yeah.
And, like, all of Greece was, like, no, like, Socrates died. Like, he was such a cool dude. Like, he was educating our children, bro. Like,
yo, that was so fucked up that they killed him like that.
No, I know.
Like, he was literally just trying to tell everyone that not every... He was literally trying to tell you to believe in conspiracies. Yeah. He was like, you know, think for yourself, bro. And they're like,
and they're
fuck
like,
you.
Are you telling me that my kid can have a brain?
That's literally America. That's literally America.
I know.
That's crazy.
We always kill people like that. Martin Luther King.
Yep. Like Shane Dawson. Not monetized.
Just fucking bash him.
I love Shane.
Slander them until they're incredible.
I get like straight up triggered when people are like, I don't really like Shane Dawson. And I'm like, you cannot like his content, but like,
like, you don't know him.
Well, you also, you can say you don't like him, I guess. Like, you can say you don't like his style, but like, you have to say he's like, he makes good videos. Like,
oh, that's what I say about Jeffrey.
Jeffree Star?
Yeah, I don't like his style. I don't.
Yeah, that's fine. It's not really my, not for everyone. Not, it's like,
it really isn't. It's a lot. Not for me, and I don't really want to watch it. But like, I'm not going to take away his fame and, you know, like, and his business and everything that he's accomplished. Like, he did that shit. Good for him.
It was just really funny, though.
He's not my cup of tea.
Mikey, like, transformed him into Voldemort.
Yeah, I actually want to watch that. I really like Mikey.
It was really good.
And it's, like, really funny because everyone calls him that, so.
It was really, he was, like, my true form. It was so funny. It was really funny. And he was like, I'm going to wear this for a week. And I feel like he might have him filmed it. So, no, probably not. You, like, really can't breathe with prosthetics on when it covers your nose.
It also, like, fucks up your skin.
Yeah, Mikey is so cool. She interacts with her fans so much. Like, AJ, like, tweeted something.
Yeah.
And she faved it, and I replied. I was like, oh my god, she faved it. And then she faved my tweet. And I was like, oh, that's, like, really sweet. Like, I respect that.
She's a cute.
She's beautiful, too.
Yeah.
Definitely, like, one of the best, like, people that you, like, you can tell. Like, one of the best people.
Her Halloween series is funny, too.
Oh, her doing makeup, like, in other places?
She's like, you can't see any of this shit, but, like, spooky.
That's so funny. Yeah, I really, really like her. And you know who I've come to, like, really like is Gabby Hanna, like, the Gabby show?
Yeah, she's pretty funny.
She is pretty funny. And, like, she's really open about her, like, mental struggles, and I respect that a lot.
Yeah. Agreed.
I also really am into David Dobrik's Vlog Squad. Like, I'm obsessed with his videos. They're so funny. Like, all of them. Like, Zayn and Heath are my favorite Viners. So the fact that they're in the Vlog Squad, like, I die.
Yeah.
I love it. Love it.
Well, it just makes sense because, like, vlogging is just, like, it's just, like, long vines.
Yeah.
Well, especially their vlogs.
Yeah.
Are just long vines.
Yeah. And, like, David is such a good person. Like, he will do vlogs where he's, like, surprising his mom with, like, a new car because their video got sponsored. And it's just, like, refreshing to see that on YouTube because the only other person I can think of that does stuff like that is Shane.
Yeah. I agree.
Because, like, Jake Paul and Logan Paul's vlogs are, like, completely different than David Dobrik's vlogs, even though they're compared.
Yeah.
Like, Liza and David, like, obviously they're good people. Like,
oh, yeah. I agree. But, like, all the things with, like, him and then with, like, the DACA shit was going on, like, that's so sad.
Yeah.
Like, that was crazy. I was like, that's, like, heavy.
Yeah.
And, like, she was crying, and, like, that's scary as fuck. I always think that's scary as fuck, because, like, how is he not American?
I know.
Like, how is he not?
Didn't he come here as a kid?
Yeah.
Like, a baby?
How are you not? Tell me. Like, just because you weren't born here, like, that, like, if you're that young, and this is all you've known, this is who you are.
Yeah, like, it's not your fault that your parents
made that decision.
And, like, really, like, I understand that
shouldn't tear families apart.
No. And I do understand, like, at some point, like, you do need to make the steps to become a citizen, but we also need to make it attainable.
Yeah.
Which is
this
the
is
big,
beautiful.
I know, this is beautiful.
Holy dick.
Holy fucking shit.
Oh my god, I love it. Oh my god, I love it.
If you guys could see right now, you'd be like vomiting because it's so pretty.
You'd be vomiting.
Literally.
It's like all the foliage, bro.
Like,
and the birches on the side.
I know. Oh, I want birch beer.
It comes from birch trees.
Look at it. Those look like the swords.
Yeah.
Or the in the fucking tarot cards. You know? The rods? They're called rods.
The swords.
I didn't bring my tarot cards. Should've.
It's fine. Apparently, tarot cards are supposed to be gifted to you.
I heard that, but I don't give a fuck. I bought them myself.
It's like bamboo.
I gifted them to myself.
Give ever bought yourself bamboo?
No.
Not supposed to.
Interesting. I want to, like, really work on my, like, tarot reading. Like, I really want to get, like, I don't have time to sit there, which is, like, sad. Because you need to know, like, really learn all the cards. And, like, I want to get really good at reading. Like, I really think I could do it. Because I read John before, and I've read my mom, and I've read myself. Because you can read yourself. Usually you're biased when you read yourself, but if you, like, ask a question, you can, like, do whatever. But I think I did a pretty good job reading John. And it's about being able to, like, not to say, like, generically relate the card, but, like, I don't know. I'm pretty good at interpretation, like,
gauge,
stuff.
Gauge the person.
Yeah. I mean, definitely.
Gauge the room before you.
Definitely, like, reading a stranger is definitely really hard. But I like when people that are reading you ask you if this, like, does this, like, resonate with you.
Yeah.
In a way. And they don't necessarily, like, push too hard. But if you're like, yeah, like, I know who that person is, or I know what this may be about. Like, makes, like, I like that about certain, like, that girl who read you, that was so weird.
Yeah, she was.
Like, we're not going to her again.
No, I didn't like it. It was just, like, it was, like, judgy hardcore.
She was, like, mean.
Yeah, she was very mean to me. And, like, classic happens, but, like, I don't know. I feel like I give off the wrong vibe for a lot of people.
But like, you were just chilling.
It's, like, in my chart that I do that, so.
But, like, out of any single type of person out there, it should be someone that's very spiritual that shouldn't be judging you. Or, like,
yeah,
like,
I know.
I don't know, it's very weird.
Like, you have, like, no idea who I am. Like,
I don't know. We should go again and just, you should go to someone else.
I want someone to just, like, talk to me about my chart. That's it. I just want to, like, actually go to an astrologer. Like,
I want to go to an astrologer,
I want someone to actually talk to me about my chart, because, like, I, like, read up on things, but I want someone to, like, break down my stellium.
Yeah. Because
it's, like, big.
Yeah.
Like, 4 planets, my first house. That's a lot.
Yeah. I want to get an in-depth reading on, like, my aspects.
Yeah.
Because aspects are, like, super important, too, especially when they're within, like, your personal planets.
Yeah.
And those are harder to read about on the internet, you know, because it's way more personal to you. And Cafe Astrology is really broad.
Oh, I agree.
And, like, CoStar doesn't do aspects. So, because, like, let's say, like, you have, well, your Venus is in your first house, but your Mars is in your first house, too.
And my Mercury.
Okay.
That's what I mean, dude. Like,
okay, let's say this.
There's literally one source that talks about stellium cap first house.
Yeah, and it's not.
And it's like, that's all I have.
And that's way more important than.
If my 3 main planets are all in Capricorn.
Yeah.
Like, that's. And then Neptune.
And the degrees matter, too. Yeah. Of those planets.
And they're all close.
That's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I want to talk about that, because they're all, like, close degrees. It's not like it.
That literally matters more. Like, that's more influential on you than, well, the sun in 12th house is really big, because that's a really big house. But, like, for example, like, you have way more Capricorn energy than Sagittarius energy.
No, I know. That's why I want to talk about it. Because they're saying, like, literally my, like, in the one source I have talking about it, they're like, listen, like, your sun isn't, like, a powerful sun. Which, like, mine is, I guess. Like, I assume
it is. No, it is. Fire. Yeah.
It's a fire. I assume, like, I always
felt that. And the 12th house.
I always felt that way, too, that I had a powerful, like, energy to me.
Yeah.
But, like, if it wasn't powerful, like, this would cause me a lot of problems. And I was like, whoa.
It probably would. Whoa. Because it's not balanced.
Like, really bad self-esteem problems and all this stuff, which I already feel like I have, like, my self-esteem, like, fluctuates. But I always find myself to be a very confident person.
Yeah, I agree.
So it's, like, but I'm just really hard on myself. That's like, that's
which is Capricorn energy.
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So it's like, I find myself to be very confident with things. And having your Venus in your first house, you're supposed to be. Because it's supposed to, like, they're saying, like your attractiveness shows.
And you, like, identify with, like, the creativity.
Yeah, and people see it initially.
Yeah.
Like, you tend to be attractive to people, not just by looks, but, like, your energy is attracted to people initially.
Yeah.
Through that, your first house, like, having your Venus in your first house. But I want to know, like, why I am still, like, so hard on myself, too, because, like, that probably has to do with the fact that it's a Capricorn. Because if I had, like, if, say I was rising Leo, like you, and but the Venus was also Leo, like, that would be a completely different kind of person that is attractive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's, like, a completely different kind of person.
It is a completely
like,
different
probably
kind of person.
More looks-based than other things. You
well,
know
it's
what
like
mean?
when you walk into the room and when I walk into the room, it's different.
Yeah.
It's a different shift in energy.
Yeah.
It's more like when you walk into the room, it's more like...
And then it talks about, like, the
it's more, like, dominant...
Yeah, the
confidence energy. When I walk into the room,
yeah.
I feel it's more about, like, I want to make a joke.
Social.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And it said that, like, the Capricorn, like, in the first house gives a sort of mystery to me.
Yeah.
And that, like, my rising sign is, like, since it's your mask, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It, like, I'm mysterious to people, which is what was attractive about me, which I think is weird.
And it's
I
like,
don't find myself mysterious because of my Sagittarius. I'm like, nah.
I think it's Capricorn and Scorpio are actually very similar, but I think the difference is that Scorpio sometimes is like, they always, like, Scorpio kind of always has an agenda a
yeah.
little bit, but Capricorn doesn't in the sense, in like the mysterious agenda. I think
yeah.
it's more like, you're confident, you're like to the point,
and people are like,
and
how are you that confident?
And it's like, it's not assertive, but it's like, think of the woman who gets out of the all black car with the all black like outfit and people are timid. It's an intimidation.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not necessarily I'm scared, it's intimidation.
Yeah.
And that's like the difference between Scorpio and Capricorn.
Yeah. And that's like, and it's like crazy because like that you put all that together and it's all in my first house. And
that's
so,
a lot.
It's so prominent and so there. And then you get my son and people are like, but she's so happy, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that's like when people meet me, they're like, she's so like funny, like she's like not like I'm not like putting myself up or anything.
No, no,
like
no, it's fine.
But like, you know, I make jokes and stuff and like I'm a happy person, I'm very positive.
Yeah.
But when you first see me, you're like, whoa, like she's confident and she's a little intimidating.
I think then
I like crack a joke with you and you're like, yo, what?
I think that
like, completely different.
If you didn't have your Pisces moon.
Oh, that too.
You would like low key be a psychopath. Like
yeah.
not to be like me.
I think they like straight up said that too. They were like, listen, like your sun and moon are very like in this aspect, like in this like situation,
because if let's say like
because they're like the sun and the moon being polar opposites pretty much
yeah
it's it,
like if your moon was Aries you would be fucking crazy, like you would be so fun to be around, but like
I like might fuck your brother kind of shit, you
yes
know what I mean?
Yes, like if I was upset you wouldn't give a fuck,
yeah,
and you would just be like, let's go like send it bro, and I'd be
bro,
like no I
it.
Don't want to, and you would like you would not give a fuck about anyone's feelings.
Dude, right, that's what I'm saying. I would be on some, I'm fucking your
brother. That's why
shit.
When you were a kid,
yeah,
you would do crazy ass shit. Because of the
yeah.
fucking Sag. Because
I was on that, I'll fuck your
the
brother
The Sag
shit.
And like the Capricorn, like didn't understand. And then your Pisces moon, once you grew into it, you're like, oh, that's not a cool
that's
thing
to like
do.
So funny.
It is funny.
Because I always think about it, I'm like, why? Like, I would never do like something fucked up to my friends. I would never.
No,
like
I wouldn't either.
Not on purpose. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I would never be like, this is a good idea. This won't affect my friend at all. I'm always like, nah, this is mean. You know, this will affect them, and I know like emotionally they can't handle that right now. Like I wouldn't do stuff like that because I think about that. But if I didn't have that in me, dude, I'd be fucking everyone's brother.
Yeah. Or just like not being able to like,
yeah.
Like literally, I would be probably a psychopath if I wasn't a Scorpio.
I would be more like what that lady said I was supposed to be in
yeah.
my reading.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what she didn't understand
yeah.
about me.
Yeah.
She like judged all that shit off of like, first I'm intimidating to like look at, I guess. You know. That's
yeah.
like I'm. That's the first thing.
It's
and
like
I, then I told her I was a Sagittarius, and she's like, "Oh, she's fucking brothers." Oh, dude. And she was like, "Oh, you're gonna get bored so fast." And I'm like, "No, it doesn't sound like me at all."
No,
like,
I'm Pisces
honestly,
moon.
I'm like, honestly, no, I don't want to hurt.
No,
anybody.
Like I'm Pisces moon. I just care
I'm
about
so,
the universe. And
I'm
everyone.
So fragile. You have no idea.
Yeah,
like,
no, literally.
I'm just a little fish, like bro. I don't know. What you're talking
yeah,
about.
I think like the saving grace is like you need to be around the like the balancing.
Yeah, and my Pisces. My third house, so I'm very like grounded around family and friends.
Yeah, and you
and
need
home and shelter
you,
and stuff.
You
so
need people.
That.
You need water signs and air signs around you because you have
yeah.
you have way too much earth.
Yeah,
specifically in Capricorn.
And that's why Jack attracts me because of his rising Scorpio.
Mm-hmm.
But then he's really earth. But
he is really earth, but
that,
it's
but
different. It's a different. It's not Capricorn.
They're two different earths.
Yeah, it's not Capricorn.
It's not Capricorn energy.
Yeah.
If that was what it was.
And it's not cardinal energy.
We wouldn't work. But I love Scorpios. I love them. You and Jack's a rising Scorpio, and Monica, and like every like.
I love when people say they love
my
Scorpios,
dog,
because everyone hates Scorpios.
Like Rudy, like you know,
Rudy.
Like, love, like I really like them. I think they're funny. You know, I
yeah.
think they're interesting, like kind of people, and I like to be around that. I my sun like meshes well with like the opposite sign to me, which is Gemini. So like I get along with Geminis really well.
I get along with Geminis too.
Yeah, like I find that's an easy relationship to have.
Yeah.
Like an easy friendship. Like
yeah.
that's not like hard
yeah.
to maintain.
Yeah.
But like that's not like it's not like a deep seated kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Unless you make it, you know?
Yeah.
But like if someone's like, yeah, Gem, I'd be like, yeah, like we could be friends.
Like I think your moon goes with my sun, and my moon
yeah.
goes with your everything else.
Yeah.
Even the Sag. Like, Capricorn and Sag is, like, fun because, like, Sages don't want to be
yeah.
emotional.
And my that's, like, so weird. My whole, like, chart is so weird when I think about it. I'm like, wow, like, what the fuck is that? Like, what is that?
Yeah, what is that?
Because, like, all...
What is that?
Like, because like, all of those planets, like, all of that shit, like, it needs to be the way it is or it wouldn't work.
No, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, because I would be on that I'll fuck your brother shit.
On that fuck your brother shit.
Like,
yeah.
And, like, that's scary because I never want to be that kind of person.
And, like...
But, like, you know, I don't know.
I also
so
have
I
a
always,
ton of Capricorn
yeah.
energy, and it's crazy because I see it in my work. Like, it's my sixth house, my moon, which is, like, bad.
So fun.
My Venus and, whatever the fuck, Neptune, I think?
Yeah.
Saturn? No, Saturn's in Aries. So it's only three.
Yeah.
So that might not technically be called the stellium.
Yeah.
But it's still three planets.
That's like,
and
that's
it's
enough.
My moon.
Yeah, it's
my
enough.
Moon. And the sixth house of work and routine, and that's why I, like, can't relax.
Yeah.
My brain can't relax.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Venus in Capricorn is why I'm so fucked up.
That is why you can't relax, because, like, my Pisces moon is just, like, let's take a nap.
And I'm like, no, I have to, like, do everything right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but, like, you know, my stellium and cap is like, nah, I need to get all this homework done.
Because.
But then
but
my,
it's because.
But then my Sag is like, it'll all be okay. Just fucking go to bed, bitch.
But you're, that's because you were like, if I don't do this, I'm a bad person. For me, it's like, I need to do, like, I need to go to work and I need to do all this because I won't be able to function because I won't, my emotions will be out of
yeah.
check. And that's so crazy because that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Astrology is fucking insane.
Yeah, it's
we
cool.
sound psycho.
No, I don't think so.
Am people don't
right
understand
way?
It.
Didn't check
yeah, no, you're still on here for
oh, okay.
90 miles. Okay. I've been checking.
All right, good. I was like,
No, we're good.
You're like talking for a while. This is like a good one.
What we're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Good.
I like.
It's so funny. Listen, everybody, I'm not gonna fuck your brother.
She might.
That's a joke.
Don't fuck Brian.
Absolutely not.
He's like your brother.
That's
so
like
weird.
Scary. No, it's like scary because like in my mind, especially when we were drinking and like Block Island. Stuff,
yeah.
My Sag comes out, and my Sag is like, fuck it, bro, like, send it. And then, like, I'm like, absolutely not. I'm like, ew, don't even think that. Like, I want to throw up. Like, why would I do that? That kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
I'll be like, oh, yeah, we get along. I'm like, yeah, we get along because he's, like, literally Tim, so, like, let's do
Brian's also funny and really easy to. Brian's,
yeah.
like, a really fun
and
person.
It's his Capricorn.
He's so Cap, and he's his moon is fucking Cancer.
Yeah.
And he's a rising Gemini.
Dude, that's actually scary because my brother's moon is Cancer.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Rising Gem, though. They're wild.
Oh, yeah.
Rising Geminis are fucking crazy. They're fucking insane. And Moon and Geminis get away from me. Like,
weird.
Devin's Moon and Gemini
oh,
is
God.
The exact same way JJ was.
And then he has, like, Sag and Rising Sag.
Oh,
like,
God, it's
he's
so
like,
much. I love Devin.
He's, like, almost a toxic person, but in, like, the best way possible.
Like, when he drank my Gatorade?
Yeah, like, that kind of shit. Like, it's never anything, like, serious.
No, it's not.
It's always, like, the little things, and you're like, what the
yeah.
fuck?
And I was like, he was like, I'm sorry, I couldn't control myself. I'm like, how?
You're like, how old are you?
It's, like, the Sag.
It's so funny.
And then, like,
though.
Kelly's Sag, but she's Rising Aries, which just
yeah.
makes her yell at everyone.
Yeah.
That's why she yells all the time.
Yeah.
And just, like, is so aggressive.
And
but then the Moon
I'm,
Cap.
I yell, too, but mine's more of, like, I guess. Talk about something, I get so passionate that I'm like screaming at
it's
you
also
by the end of it, and you're like, Jesus Christ.
But I do that too. My
yeah.
Mars is in Sag.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like,
I yell.
I just start debating with you at the ends of Earth, and it just ends up turning into an argument because my Sagittarius is just like, this is what you were meant to do.
And
yell
I'm just like,
bitch.
Haley, this isn't an argument.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm not arguing. I'm like,
I'm
yes,
not
you
even
are.
Arguing. What do you mean? And then I start
How
crying.
About the fucking
and
cookie
then I
thing.
And then I start crying.
Yeah, and I'm like, Haley, stop yelling. What the fuck?
And I'm just so upset that you're being mean to me.
But I'm not.
I know. So funny.
That hasn't happened in a while, though.
No.
You're getting better.
I'm working on
because
it.
Because I
feel like now that I know about it, it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said something to you about it once, and you were like...
I sound like a psycho.
No. The time when we were at work...
First, this bitch is gonna fuck my brother. Now
I'm literally... The episode is...
Are you with
gonna
me
fuck
and
your
then
brother.
Cry?
No, do you remember when we were like, yeah, like, cookie dough is so good? And you were like, I think... This is so funny.
I think cookies are better.
I'm like, yeah, but like cookie dough. And you're like, cookies are better.
Fucking rage. Like, and start freaking out.
We're like, yeah, that's fine, dude. And then we were talking, and like, it wasn't even with you, though. We're like, yeah, I just really like cookie dough. And you're like, yeah, but like, I just think cookies are better.
Oh,
like,
God.
I don't know why you would think cookie dough is better, but cookies are better. I'm like, Haley, it's okay.
Like, I might be insane, but yeah. It's good.
But like other people
sometimes
don't.
Sometimes I'm just not. It's not my day, you know, bro.
It's really funny. It's honestly, it's so funny because I know that like inside you're like, why am I doing this right now?
Oh my God.
What?
I don't have to take my pill. Word. It's my sugar one. And I
Word.
Said that this morning and I forgot, dude. I just remembered. That's lit. Okay.
Word.
Continue.
I don't want to get my period.
Ew, it's like 5 o'clock.
Yeah. It's gonna get dark.
We're like not even in bath.
Yeah, we have a young 2 hours and 13 minutes. I know what.
Like, we left at 3. Like, the.
I, like, really think this drive is actually just longer than we thought.
Yeah.
Like, 911, hello?
Like, hello, pick me up, thanks.
Thanks.
Can you just airdrop me home?
Could you imagine when teleportation would be a thing?
Just airdrop me home, please. Please. Please.
Please.
Please.
Please.
Please.
I'm so tired. I had this makeup on for so you had this makeup on for like almost 48 hours. Steph slept. What is this fucking person doing? Ew.
You know,
yeah,
just,
go around, beach.
You know, just like.
Steph had her foundation on all night.
Cute. So did.
You have foundation on?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Clogged pores.
Clogged pores. That's hilarious. I'm dead. It's fine. Whatever. My mascara still looks bomb, so I'm
you're
chilling.
Fucking hot, bro.
Thanks. That's nice. TY. Remember poo last night?
Left lane's closed in half a mile. You
Yo,
wanna, like, not?
That's fucked up, bro.
Alright, whatever. Whatever.
Fine doubled for speeding in work zone.
Yeah, do you hear that? Fucking caravan.
Caravan. That's a song. In this caravan. I didn't get
look
that
at me,
solo.
Look at me, look. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Area 57.
Let's
go. Beach.
Go. Beach.
We didn't even get to Brattleboro. Oh, no. Okay. I was like, what? That's a different town. Okay.
That's Bellows Falls.
Oh, remember this? We were like, the fucking construction's ruining the
oh,
view.
Oh, wow. Look at the sunlight coming
remember
through.
Remember that?
Oh, wait, this is like heaven. Look at the sun hitting
oh.
the trees. God.
Should we just like
Dude,
stop in Vermont and
live here? Should we just live here?
Should we just not go home? Just kidding. I need to do schoolwork.
Oh my God, look at the trees.
Oh my God.
It's like glistening.
And like the fucking construction's rooting the view.
I thought that thing was moving.
Is it not moving?
No. It's like stationary.
Wow,
dude.
Whoa, there's fucking shit down there.
Dude, that's
more train tracks.
Dude, that's fucking
I really think we could have just taken a train.
Dude, fuck, dude. Do you see the heavens fucking opening?
Yeah, bro.
Holy shit.
I think,
I'm like, this is hard because I'm, like, in a, like, really... Oh, my God, I love it.
Do you think that means God exists?
No.
Oh.
You know.
No.
When I say heavens, I mean just, like, the cloud lining. Mm. That's what I mean. By heaven, I mean the sun.
Mm.
I think the sun is heaven. And no one can go there.
Because
you'll burn.
Mm-hmm. I feel so much better when the sun's out.
You think you burn in hell, but no, you burn in heaven.
Yo, this is fucking crazy. So your chart ruler is the ruler of your ascendant. So your chart ruler is Saturn. So anything that's happening with Saturn is, plus you have a lot of Capricorn energy. So it affects me too. But specifically, your chart is way more influenced by Saturn's movements because your chart is ruled by it. I'm ruled by the sun. What the fuck does that even mean?
Up.
Like, I genuinely feel like when the sun's out, I feel better.
Oh, I feel that. I feel that too. I feel that a lot.
Like, some people, like, Kelly thrives when it rains. Like, yeah. She's like, I feel great.
That's, like, interesting.
Yeah.
I feel pretty good, like, honestly, like, if it was like this all day, I'd probably get so much work done.
Same.
Like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with the wet, too. Like, all this. I'd be like, yeah, let me just, like, get all my projects done in, like, 1 hour. I don't know. This is, like, really, this is comforting me. This is, like, the, you know, like, showing you that, like, shit can go bad, but, like, it's all right.
True.
With, like, the rain and stuff, but then, like, the sun.
That's,
peaking.
Like, the most Pisces thing anyone could ever say.
Yeah.
Shit could go bad, and then it, like, you know, it's fine.
It's fine.
It's, like, everything's good, bro.
Yeah, you know, positive vibes.
Okay, except it's blinding me.
Oh, I love it. Fuck. Oh, my God, I love that. It's, like, actually, like, beautiful. I, like, haven't seen the sun in 2 days.
I know. It's, like, crazy.
So, like, I really like that.
I don't even remember Friday. It feels like we've been gone for 3 weeks.
The fuck is Friday?
I don't know.
Oh, I had to work.
It feels like we've been gone for 3 weeks.
Yeah. I feel like I haven't seen my mom in, like, forever.
Well, she was also gone for, like, a week.
Yeah. Aw, Ruby.
Yeah, I can't wait to see Lucy. Oh, my God. Boopy. 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 Do you think they would like each other?
No. I think Rudy would, like, want to just, like, I don't know what he does when he gets things, but, like, he likes to look for, like, smaller things that, like,
they're, like, low-key the same size.
He's, like, a hunter.
He's a little bigger than her.
He was looking for Colette, like, the whole time, which is my cousin's cat, and she's a baller. I love her. She's much bigger than Lucy, but, like, Colette, baller. He, like, searches for her when we bring him to, like, my cousin's, so.
To, like, kill her?
Yeah, I think so. But, like, I don't know, like, chased after a bunny the other day, obviously didn't catch it. And he always chases after squirrels, and I know that's, like, the rat terrier in him wants to rip them apart.
Yeah.
But I'm like, will he actually rip them apart when he gets to them?
I don't know.
Because, like, I don't know. Because he's, like, kind of a pussy, so.
I mean, I Bailey, know. Like, my dad's old dog, he's a shih tzu. Yeah. He used to rip up the toys by the neck.
Rudy rips up all his toys.
Yeah, but he never did it to a real animal.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, would he actually do it to the real thing, though?
I don't know.
Because, like, he is a pussy.
Even Lucy, like, she's he killed a mouse
big
before.
Game.
But
Rudy talks a big game, but I don't know if he, you know, has a big bite, you know.
Right. Yeah. I'm just always curious,
or he,
like,
barks a big game, but does he have a big bite? Dog.
I really want to know how she would react to, like, either another cat or another dog. Like,
yeah.
I have no idea.
I feel like if you get the right kind of dog, they could actually be, like, pretty close. Like, honestly, like, Lucy might, like, have problems with a larger dog, but I think a larger dog won't have problems with her. Like, if you got, like, a lab or something, I feel like, I could just picture her, like, laying with, like a yellow lab, and they're, like, best friends.
If it was older, a puppy would piss her off.
No, I feel like the puppy, like, I feel like it would need to be a puppy first so she can understand that it's growing.
Maybe.
And that
then it won't,
that it's the same dog. Ooh. It's not, it didn't change.
That's true. Or,
so,
like, even a medium-sized dog.
She'd be, like, all, like, annoyed with it being a puppy, but as it calms down, you know, I feel
that's
like
true.
They could, like, snuggle together.
I, like, really want her to have a companion.
Like, you need to find, like, a nice, lazy puppy, though. Because, like, there's, like, some energetic puppies. But
can't.
You have to get a lazy puppy.
Yeah.
The ones that like to sleep, because he's going to become a dopey little lazy boy.
Like, yeah,
you know?
Like a senior dog that's a puppy.
Or that, yeah. You know, ones that are just, like, like they want to lay down because that's what Lucy wants to do.
Yeah, she wants to lay down
because she sleeps like 18
hours a day.
So,
and then she runs around at night for like 2 hours and goes back to bed.
Yeah.
Boopy.
Oh, boopy. But like I can see her like laying on top of the lab, like sleeping on top of the dog. You know what I mean? Like
I can see that too.
That kind of cute shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
like,
I also
like almost finding comfort for her. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Because, like, another cat, I think she might get, like, territorial.
Yeah, it'd be like, this is my house, bitch. Or, like,
yeah.
If it was the dog, it would be, like, more like, oh, what are you?
Yeah, because, like, the dog isn't going to be using her litter box.
No.
Like, I don't think it's, like, kind of fair.
Oh,
I saw
that.
That was sad.
Oh, that's really sad.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I don't think it would be fair to introduce another cat into her life because she's, like, six.
Yeah.
And, like, unless they have, like, separate food bowls and separate, like, litter boxes.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that's fine, too, but I don't think it's fair to her. She would be, like, so triggered. But I also think I would have to do it if I was, like, moving her somewhere else and was already new. Because, like, I don't think we could do it in our house.
Yeah. At least with a cat.
At least with a cat.
Yeah, even a medium-sized dog, like, you don't have to get a lab. Like, I was just thinking, like, the size would probably, like, take the territory away and be like, you're just a completely, like, you're a completely different beast, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, you're not even on the same level as me.
Yeah.
So we're just, like, roommates kind of thing, instead of, like, this is my house, this is not your house kind of feeling. But, like, yeah. Even, like, a medium-sized dog, like, I don't know.
Yeah, not, like, a small dog. She would not get along with
No, I feel like the small dog wouldn't like her anyway.
Like, she would hate Rusty, too.
No, Rusty's not a good boy. We already talked about this. Like, yeah. Love Rusty. Like, love every dog, honestly. Like, no dog is in the wrong. It's how they're, you know, raised.
Yeah.
And, like, he's just not a good boy.
No, he's not. I mean, he means well.
He does. Every dog means well. That's what I mean. Every dog goes to heaven. We know that.
Yeah. There's same with cats.
Yeah. Oh, that too.
They're not bad.
No, they do. You're right.
Putney. You want to go Putney?
Oh, yeah, if you want to.
So we don't have to.
Away, so might as well, right?
What is it?
It's like a little sword. It's cute. You want to go?
If you want.
Jack's mom gets a soda there. It's made with real sugar.
Should you buy it for him? Should you get it for him?
For Jack?
Yeah.
Should get it for his mom?
Actually, for both?
For his mom, actually.
You want to
honestly,
do it?
I should, because I tried to get it for Christmas, but, like, they exploded in my car because it's so cold. So they froze, and, you know.
Rip. Yeah, let's go.
So, like, I didn't get to give them to her. And I was, like, kind of upset about it, so maybe I should. Yeah. Are we good, Ned?
With what?
The podcast.
Oh, should I turn it off?
I don't know. Do you want to talk about other stuff?
Oh, really?
Not maybe, I don't know.
I mean, it's like, we're at like 50 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, other people do podcasts for like an hour.
That's true.
I'll turn off in a little bit.
Okay. I just don't want to be silent.
Yeah.
Because like my brain's kind of shutting down.
Okay. Well, I'll turn off in a minute. All
right.
That's like crazy. I can talk forever.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with me.
I don't know. I think I'm just tired.
I'm also fucking exhausted. Imagine sleeping tonight. Last night I literally couldn't sleep because like I don't sleep well in other places.
Yeah.
And I was like playing Candy Crush. And I was like,
did you get sleep though?
I slept like more than I thought I was gonna.
Okay, that's good. Where's my bed comfortable for you?
Yeah, like, I mean, no matter what, I was sleeping on the floor.
I know.
I did help, like, halfway through the night, I took one pillow and, like, put it under my back.
Yeah.
And, like, when I laid on my side, I put my hip, because, like, my hips, like, were digging into the floor.
Yeah,
so then I put, like, the pillow under my hip, and I, like, was able to actually sleep then.
All right, that's good.
So I did actually fall asleep.
That's good.
Unlike the time I shared that air mattress with John.
Ew.
He punched me in the face.
Yeah.
I was up all night.
That was bad.
That was...
I have water.
Yeah. That was crazy. I was up for, like, a long time and then went to that concert.
Fuck, and then I went to the golf tournament before.
And I also... My stomach was not okay.
Neither was I. Mine was really gross.
We had McDonald's. Those chicken nuggets that ruined me.
Yeah. I had McDonald's that morning, too. Not fries, but, like, I had a...
I heard their oatmeal is really good.
It is. But I wanted, like, grease.
Yeah, because...
So hungover.
Because drinking. All right, podcast.
It's been litty.
It's been really lit, but...
This should probably be titled Haley's Might Be Insane.
Haley Might Be Insane is going to be the title.
But, you know, whatever.
I'm just repeating what she's saying. All right, friends. We are still not even in Massachusetts. Let's give an update of where we are. Are we almost out of Vermont? We're almost out of Vermont. We're like passing Keene. Which is good. That's good. Once we're in Mass, it's like not as bad.
This is true.
All right, friends. I'll see you later. Oh, is that the parking area? No. Because we're on the other side. Okay, bye.